This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A senior U.S. official says the United States on Monday will sanction more than two dozen people and entities involved in Iran's nuclear, missile, and conventional arms programs. The move puts muscle behind U.N. sanctions on Tehran that Washington argues have resumed despite the opposition of allies and adversaries. Speaking on condition of anonymity, the U.S. official said Iran could have enough material for a nuclear weapon by the end of the year, and that Tehran has resumed long-range missile cooperation with nuclear-armed North Korea. He did not provide detailed evidence. The new sanctions come a week after U.S. brokered deals for the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain to normalize ties with Israel, pacts that may draw together a wider coalition against Iran, while appealing to pro-Israel U.S. voters ahead of the November 3rd election. A U.S. judge early Sunday blocked the Commerce Department from requiring Apple and Alphabet's Google to remove Chinese-owned messaging app WeChat for downloads by late Sunday. U.S. Magistrate Judge Laurel Beeler in San Francisco said in an order that the WeChat users who filed a lawsuit have made a valid argument that the WeChat block is unconstitutional. On Friday, the Commerce Department had issued an order citing national security grounds to block the app from U.S. app stores owned by Tencent Holdings. The Justice Department urged Beeler not to block the order. The Commerce Department did not immediately comment on Beeler's decision today. WeChat has had an average of 19 million daily active users in the United States. It's popular among Chinese students, Americans living in China, and some Americans who have personal or business relationships in China. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. A new study by Oxfam indicates the richest 1% of the world's population has produced twice as many emissions as the poorest half of the world's population over the past 25 years. The study author says the findings suggest that keeping global climate change at manageable levels will require not just helping poor countries develop sustainably, but also wealthy governments putting policies in place to curb the behavior of the world's richest people. Lead author Tim Gore said individuals acting alone cannot change the pattern his study detected. This has to be driven by governments, he told Reuters. He said the richest 10% of people in the world accounted for more than half the world's emissions between 1999 and 2017. Syrian opposition sources said Russian jets bombed rebel-held northwestern Syria on Sunday in the most extensive strikes since a Turkish-Russian deal halted major fighting with a ceasefire nearly 6 months ago. Witnesses said the warplanes struck the western outskirts of Idlib city and that there was heavy artillery shelling in the mountainous area nearby. There were no immediate reports of casualties. There's been no wide-scale aerial bombing since a March agreement ended a Russian-backed bombing campaign that displaced over a million people in the region which borders Turkey after months of fighting. There was no immediate comment from Moscow or the Syrian army, who have long accused militant groups who hold sway in the last opposition redoubt of wrecking the ceasefire deal and attacking army-held areas. Relatives of the 12 Hong Kong people arrested by China at sea last month have demanded the city's government check on their condition and ensure that lawyers appointed by the families and not the Chinese government can meet with them. The 12 were arrested on August 23rd for illegal entry into mainland Chinese waters after setting off from Hong Kong in a boat bound for self-ruled Taiwan. All were suspected of committing crimes in Hong Kong related to anti-government protests that erupted last year. 10 had been charged, released on bail, and not allowed to leave Hong Kong. Now all are being detained in neighboring Shenzhen. Italians are voting Sunday and Monday on whether to reduce the number of members of the country's parliament. The changes would cut the number of members from the Chamber of Deputies from 630 to 400 and the number of senators from 315 to 200. The referendum was delayed from its March 29th date because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Wearing masks and maintaining social distancing is mandatory at polling stations, and the results are expected late on Monday. More on this and other stories is available at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.